Miss Catherine Bruton is live inside the Madhouse.
Yes.
Honoree for the Salute Her Awards.
Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
They are so glad that you are here.
In here with that beautiful brown skin this morning. That beautiful smile this morning. What's going on, though?
Here to, I guess, receive an award at the Cafe Mocha event tonight. So also here prepping for the Thanksgiving initiatives for Hope for Harvest. So dual purpose in the city.
It's well deserved.
See my friends.
It's definitely well deserved. We were actually talking off the air. We moderated a event together that you held. And guys, this young lady, Miss Catherine Bruton, she put some amazing women in the room that a lot of young girls look up to. You had Cash Doll in the building. You had Jocelyn Hernandez. You had Goo in the building.
I
love Goo. And all of these young girls that were there, they were really relating to those women that you had on the stage. And some people, you know, may say, well, there are a lot of reality stars and whatnot. That's what our children watch.
Period. And we have to be
that's what they watch.
A dichotomy of women. And Timbaland's ex-wife, Monique Eidlich, is who is a super tech dope chick that's really winning in technology. Mm. So I always believe that we just have to present A to Z, and you pick from that buffet what works for you. A lot of times we're so one-dimensional. We're saying, well, you got to do this and go this way. And kids don't receive everybody. They may not receive me, but they may receive you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them girls was loving Jocelyn's transparency.
Yeah, right. They really were.
And she was like, Catherine, I've never been asked to give my story.
Right.
So I appreciate the fact that she, too, whether you agree with how she messages it or not, she came from a very, very tough upbringing. And she made good based on what she knew how to do.
Well,
Catherine, you're going to be honored this tonight. So how does it feel to be honored?
You know what? It's a lot, because I feel like I'm not done. And every time I get some accolades, I'm like, God, okay, you know, I got some other stuff to do. But I'm just humbled, and I never take for granted anytime anyone wants to acknowledge me for my philanthropy, for the charity work I do. I get paid to do what I do, but when I can do something and people acknowledge it because I'm giving back, that means the most to me, for sure. So it's an incredible honor.
What makes you want to give back? Like, what opened your heart to say, hey, look, let me push back and pour back into the community?
My mom, I was given probably one of the greatest mothers of all times, who in this community, we lost my dad to gun violence, and she went back to the community that took my dad and said, hey, I want to do work to help other kids not suffer the same loss that my children and I had to suffer. So when she passed away, I didn't really ever anticipate that I would have to step in and do this work, but it's given me more really fiber and texture, and it's really blessed me beyond anything the kids and the poor people that I serve have ever given me. So it's been pretty tremendous.
I love it. I love it. And I mean, you're such a boss.
Boss.
Yes, you are. Don't even hide that.
Listen, Catherine knows she a boss. She said, listen, I'm not staying over there. Put me over there in this hotel, because I'm not staying over there.
Oh, for sure. Like, if you're going to run this race, I want to run it with a little bit of luxury involved.
But you know what I mean? Catherine, she ain't trying to be all humble this morning.
But listen,
no, she bossing.
The reason,
you know, I ain't going to let you slide. I'm not going to let you slide.
I'm owning it.
I'm married with
eavesdropping. I'm not going to let you slide, Catherine.
Owning it.
And aren't you the only Black female executive?
The first and only Black officer
at BMI. That right there is the reason why I say she is a boss.
No, you are. You know what I mean? Kudos to you for that. You know what I mean?
It's come with a lot of, you know, responsibility, knowing that, you know, being the first, I had to set the tone for any Black executive coming in the door. And it's been a great journey, but I also never take for granted again that every day I go in there, I have to be better than they are.
Yeah.
And that doesn't intimidate me at all. I sit at the table, and you can rest assured I'm going to do the good work.
So, you know, because a lot of people ain't really into music like that, and they don't even know what BMI is, and what is that? What is BMI? What does it do? So just break it down for that person who may not know.
BMI is one of three performance rights organizations. So anytime music is played in any type of public forum, you as a creator, if you write, you produce, and you're registered with BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC, you get paid for your public performances.
Right.
So anybody that's writing songs or producing music, register with the PRO, which is a performance rights organization. And a lot of people are really living their main income stream at this point is coming from us. A hit song can yield $1 million at 100% share.
Wow.
So if you've got 50%, I'm talking one song.
Butter, get out the song, bro. I'm trying to get this, this money.
No, so I'm seeing statements from, you know, people like Metro. And my
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting his business out there. Metro at 24 years old is very rich.
Yeah.
Very, very,
the producer,
very rich.
Metro Boomer,
yes.
who just dropped the project last night.
He did. He dropped it today.
Very, and just an incredible human being who understands that his platform has made him have to be as socially kind of shy and not like the typical, you know, successful producer. He's just in the studio grinding and now bringing other young kids into the mix, like Future brought him into the game.
Right.
So brilliant, but they're very successful kids.
That's what's up. Well, coming up, man, we got more with Catherine Bruton. She's live inside the Madhouse. She's going to be honored tonight at the Salute Her Awards, 8 o'clock, going down at the Blumenthal Playhouse, 130 North Tryon Street. Butterfingers is a bully. 598 WPG.
Real life bully.
Bluey, always coming in telling me to do something.
Angry.
Bruh, you did this, bruh.
I'm bully because I asked you to do your job. I'm trying to do my job.
Because I'm doing 7 jobs at one time.
We're doing fast.
You bully. I'm going to report you to the bullying coalition.
You know we got an anti-bullying campaign going on.
Yes. Bullying coalition?
No, Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. Get ready for the Salute Her Awards tonight. Make sure you stop by the Booth Playhouse and get your tickets. This lovely young lady is going to be honored tonight, Miss Catherine Bruton. So in your position at BMI, what do you do at BMI?
I run the R&B hip-hop for BMI, so I have 11 team members, L.A., New York, Nashville, and looking at expanding in Texas, we're thinking. And we're responsible for acquiring and maintaining relationships from Khaled to Kanye.
Wow.
I know people, Kanye special. We still love him. He makes still a lot of money.
So you actually see their checks, and let me not put their business out there, but you actually see like their checks that
absolutely
after what they're making off of their music.
Absolutely,
wow!
I'm seeing it, and a lot of times, you know, messaging them when stuff is not registered properly, and dealing with them on how funds should be managed once they're disseminated, making sure that they have business managers, accountants, and you know, reputable lawyers, and team members around them that's helping, you know, them make sure that they are not broke when it's all said and done.
She's the real boss.
I tried to tell you.
If she signed my check, she's the boss.
Legit.
If she's looking at my money, she's the boss.
I can't remember how we first met, but ever since I'm like, you know what? You are definitely on it. And I think the good thing I love about the work that you do in the community, you know, you give an opportunity to show that as a young girl, when young girls are looking up to you, that you can do absolutely anything that you want to do in the literal sense. Mm-hmm. Because like you said before, you are the first, the only black female executive at a company that a career a lot of young kids look into.
And understanding again that I say often to women, I said, so much of the entertainment business is about a glamorous and being in the mix. I didn't get in the music business to be in the mix. I got in the business to make money and
that's
be a boss.
I'm talking about.
So
right.
Know the difference. I don't even like to be out and about, but if there's a check or there's a cause involved, I'm there.
Come on now.
That first part.
That's what's up.
Check. Now, with the Salute Her Awards that are going down, why do you feel that is so important and that is so vital? I want you to answer that when we come back from this break. Why that's so important to the female community.
598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, man. We're about to get ready to get up out of here. But we still got Miss Catherine Bruton in the building. And the folks on my Instagram Live, they just hit me in my DM, said, we want to see what she look like.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
I want to see the female. Boy, listen.
Y'all getting on my nerves.
She got a big rock on her finger, though.
Okay. Ooh. So stand down.
Yeah, and it's a big rock. You got the four.
Wait a minute. I don't think I saw that the last time I saw you. Did I?
You got some new news for us, Miss Captain Brew?
We're not getting ready.
I know she ain't going to share that.
I don't talk money or personal.
That's what I'm talking
about. Money or personal?
No.
Well, let me see the ring again then. Just let me see it
it's
for my Instagram.
It's beautiful.
I want to put them 12 carats in this Instagram. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all see that? Oh, yeah. Fellas, get your weight up. Get your weight up.
Uh-huh. All the way up.
All right. Don't forget, Salute Her Awards going down tonight at the Blumenthal Playhouse. Miss Catherine Bruton will be an honoree, and we're going to be doing Hope for Harvest with you next week.
Yep. 17th through the 20th, Puma has partnered with us on Hope Moves. It's a free community event. Puma's giving, we're going to be giving away sneakers, T-shirt, athletic gear. Then we have Hope Moves concert, Night of Worship. That's the only ticketed event. And then we are doing our feeding on that Tuesday. We're still needing volunteers, turkeys, blankets, clothing for the homeless. So go to hopefulharvest.org, learn how you can support, or give us a $5 donation. We don't ask for much, or $5,000 or $500.
Will you guys be feeding all day on the 20th?
We'll be feeding. We'll start at breakfast at 8, and then we'll do the first serving of lunch at 11:30, and then the turkey giveaway starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And that is Catherine. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate you. You came in here fabulous this morning.
Fabulous. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.